Hey guys, this is Elvin. Welcome back to Are You Okay Podcast, a podcast where we use our voices and hopefully to inspire you to use yours too. And today we are joined by a very special guest all the way from Korea. She's a singer, a very talented songwriter, and I met her once when I was in Korea last time. Welcome, Yuha!
Yay!
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. Hi, I'm Yuha. Nice to meet you, Elvin.
Yes, welcome to this right hand. Yes, right hand. Like that. She's so cute. And she's also very young. I think you are like 9 years younger than me.
I'm
23.
I'm 18 years old, so.
Oh, yeah. 동갑.
동갑. Yes. Yeah, we were best friend.
Best friend.
Yeah.
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 When I first met her, so I'm going to talk a little bit like how I met her in Korea. So because we are both signed with Universal Music,
mm-hmm.
So she's signed with Universal Music Korea, and I'm with Universal Music Malaysia. And then when I visited the UMK's office, and then she came and say hi, and then we to like film some content, but turns out the content wasn't really great because we were filming with our phones,
mm-hmm.
and then we didn't use it, and I was kind of sad because like we were having fun,
mm-hmm.
like even though like it's not really planned content, but it was kind of fun. So we are gonna introduce Yuha to the Malaysian audience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have a lot of fans in Malaysia already, but we want to make sure everyone knows about you right
mm-hmm.
now. So maybe tell us a little bit about your backstory,
mm-hmm.
like how you started, like why did you, how did you find out that you love music,
mm-hmm.
and why did you choose music mm-hmm. as your career?
Mm-hmm. 아, 가장 큰 이유는 이제 가족의 영향이 인 것 같고요. 네. 인 것 같고. 그래도, 제가 이제 크면서 어떤 일을 해볼까. 사실 꿈이 너무 많았어가지고, 막, I want to be a police officer, 조종사, 막, 파일럿도 돼보고 싶었고, 너무 꿈이 많았는데, 제가 좀 똑똑하지 못해서 제일 잘하는 거는, 그래도 음악, 이고 가장 제가 이걸 했을 때 저다울 수 있었던 게 음악이었었던 것 같아요. 그래서 지금 음악을 하는 지금까지도 노래 부르기 싫어, 막 뭐 하기 싫어, 스케줄 가기 싫어라고 생각했던 적은 단 한 번도 없었던 것 같아요. 그럼 정말 제가 너무 좋아하는 일이고 This is my job and I really love my job.
Mm-hmm.
So, 그래서 뭔가, 네. 너무 자연스럽게 저한테 좀 스며들어온, 네, 음악의 라이프. 저는 진짜, 뭐, 이런 말 너무 많이 되게 노멀한 단어이긴 한데, 막, music is my life 이라는 말이, you know, 진짜 많이 common한 단어잖아요. 근데, 정말 딱 제 삶이 그런 것 같아요. 음악을 위해서 살고 음악이 좋아서 살고 네 그렇습니다.
So I think I have the almost the same feelings as you, even though I wasn't brought up in a music mm-hmm. background family. Like my entire family doesn't really do music.
Mm-hmm.
Like the most is they do karaoke,
mm-hmm.
and that's the most of it. And as I grow older, I found out that music is really something really magical.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has magic powers.
Mm-hmm.
Like it helps people to heal from changes emotions, like from mm-hmm. being sad to happy, mm-hmm. and then or like being really energetic
mm-hmm.
to like really depressed or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So it contains of a lot of magical moments where we human being wouldn't be able to mm-hmm. understand. That's why, this is one of the reasons why I also love music.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no explanation to it. Even though sometimes when we don't understand the language, like sometimes I listen to Spanish songs,
mm-hmm.
Latin music, or like, you know, hip-hop, R&B,
mm-hmm.
or different languages,
mm-hmm.
Korean or whatever.
Yeah.
Even though I don't understand the language, But when the music comes, when the singers sing with like full of emotions mm-hmm. and feelings, you can actually feel it.
Yeah.
And when you go to festivals, everyone is so happy because it's music.
Mm-hmm.
Music, it's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, I'm always jealous
mm-hmm.
of people who get to learn instruments mm-hmm. or like music stuff when they were a kid, because I didn't have the luxury to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like my family wouldn't allow me to have that comfortability to learn stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but for me, it's like, it doesn't matter how old I get. As long as I want to do it,
mm-hmm.
even though when I'm 50, if I still want to do something else, I want to learn something else, I will still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Without worrying about whether other people's going to judge me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can judge me all they want, but this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't allow other people to control and judge my life
mm-hmm.
based on things I want to do. And so I slowly starting to just ignore whatever the other people wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
For example, now I'm like, 32. I only started to write my own music last year.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's, you know, some people might say it's a little bit too late to start. But for me, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not now? Because I think now is the perfect timing because I'm much older, I'm much more matured,
mm-hmm.
and I don't care about what other people feel about my music anymore. Because last time when I first started as a singer, I was worrying whether the people will like my music.
Mm.
Even though I didn't write it, but when I perform on stage.
Yeah.
But now, as long as the song's written by me,
mm-hmm.
it's part of my story.
Yeah.
It's part of my history. I don't care. Because when I'm on stage, I'm proud. And I want to share my story through the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I also heard that you are a very talented topliner composer. Like you write good melodies for songs. We also have a song together.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of years ago, I wrote a song in Berlin with a couple of my friends. And when I finished recording the song last mm-hmm. year, we actually sent over the song One More Night to Universal Music Korea. And Yuha listened to it and she said, she liked the song. So when we came back and discussed with the team, we were like thinking, why not we have like a female featuring artist
mm-hmm.
To be in the song? And then we thought of asking Yuha to be part of the song. And surprisingly, she said yes. So can I know like why you say yes to the song?
Ah, 처음 이제 음악을 듣고 되게 너무 하얀색 같은 거예요. 뭔가 근데 저는 이제 제가 작업을 하면서 말씀대로 외주의 작업도 많이 하고 또 저의 개인적인 작업들도 많이 하다 보니까 원하던 원치 않던 되게 자극적인 어떤 소재들에 많이 노출이 될 수밖에 없는 것 같아요. 그렇게 해야지 경험들이 쌓이고 뭔가 그런 것들이 음악으로 좀 녹여지다 보니까 이게 뭔가 엘빈 음악을 딱 들었을 때 저도 듣기로는 그렇게 들었었던 것 같아요. 엘빈이 이렇게 곡을 쓴 지 얼마 안 됐다 라고 들었었는데 sorry
It's okay.
이해하고 있다고 뭔가 느껴져. 너무 한국말 잘해서 그랬는데 너무 그 뭔가 순수한 느낌이 정말 뭔가 와닿았고 제가 여기에서 내가 어떤 파트를 되게 잘 소화해내고 싶은 욕심이 드는 좀 곡이었었던 것 같아요. 그래가지고 같이 해보고 싶었고, 또 그러고 나서 엘빈을 이제 만났을 때도 너무, 너무 귀여운 소년이었고.
So, thank you for believing in the song. But I'm just wondering, what's your interpretation on the lyrics itself? Because mm-hmm. When I wrote the song, I'm going to tell you the real meaning
mm-hmm.
of the song. after hearing your perspective
mm-hmm.
on your interpretation on the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like curious, like what would the other people or other songwriter or other mm-hmm. artists mm-hmm. Would feel about the lyrics itself?
조금 부러웠던 부분이 있었던 것 같아요. 왜냐하면 저는 뭐 솔직하게 가사를 안 쓴다는 건 아니지만 뭔가 이렇게 되게 그러니까 좀 명확하게 그냥 자신의 생각을 잘 얘기를 할 수 있다는 게 얼만큼 좀 용기가 필요한지도 잘 알고 또 저도 계속 그 부분에 있어서 발전하려고 많이 노력을 하고 있는 단계다 보니까 또 엘빈의 이야기를 들으면서 너무 꾸밈이 없는 모르시겠군요. 아, 사람이거든요. 우리 엘빈은. 그래가지고 나도 이런 점에서는 되게 배우고 싶다라고 많이 느꼈고 가사를 보고도 그리고 좀 한번 스쳐 들었던 것 같은데 이제 엘빈의 익스피리언스한 좀 경험담이 스며든 이제 가사라고 들었는데 뭔가 그래가지고 더 엘빈한테 애틋한 곡이 되고 또 그거를 제가 함께 참여를 할 수 있어서 저도 뭔가 나도 그랬던 기억이 있나? 라고 하면서 더 이입을 하려고 많이 좀 네 그걸 뭐라고 하죠? 많이
This is what
느끼려고 한 것 같다?
Good.
네
Okay So the original backstory of the song is mm-hmm. Actually after a breakup a couple of years ago. So mm-hmm. It was based on a relationship I had.
Yeah.
Almost three and a half, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like after the breakup, usually we will have to take some time to mm-hmm. move on.
Yeah.
To throw away the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what the ex-couple did was like they stopped texting or like mm-hmm. stop calling, unfollow on social mm-hmm. media, Instagram, yeah. TikTok, whatever. But we didn't. So it was very hard for me to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is about me not being able to move on
mm-hmm.
and hopefully to have one more night with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I would do anything to just have another night
mm-hmm.
with a person. And that was the context of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So like on the verses, if you look at the first lyrics, it's like, don't know why I keep on sinning and leaning in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know why mm-hmm. I keep going back
mm-hmm.
to the same mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the pre-chorus, so I drink up till the sun goes down. Nothing's gonna drown you out. It literally means like I use alcohol to
mm-hmm.
To make me forget about her.
Mm-hmm.
But she just won't go away. That's nothing I can do. It's just keep coming back. And then the chorus is like one more night with you. So it's pretty direct and straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, usually when people write about a breakup song or like mm-hmm. whatever sad song, it has to be like a really ballad, slow mm-hmm. beat. But for me, it's like, I don't want to be sad anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I cried so many times
and
I need something more upbeat.
Yeah.
That's how this song mm-hmm. Turned out. This trip, Yuha is currently in Malaysia. It's because she's also took part in the music video filming. And that was yesterday.
Yeah.
And we did have some fun.
Yeah.
And to be very honest, when I met her in Korea and met her now on this trip, she's like a totally different person. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. I actually like her better like that. Because when we first met... in Korea, she's like a young girl, like very polite and very soft-spoken. So when I met her here, when she arrived, I finally see her at her real age. Meaning like she's very energetic. She loves exploring. She also loves trying new food. And then like even when we film the content for social media, the social media contents, something she doesn't like it, but she's like still like very hype. And then, but then she said she didn't like it.
Yeah.
So she was trying to be like nice, and also she's also very honest at the same time, which is one of the things I like about her. And so when she works, when she's on set, even though most of the time, because our Malaysian people, we work differently. We also speak a different language, even though it's English, but it's a different kind of English. So when the team was like speaking really fast, and then she's still like, yes, yes, yes. And then she turned to her team. What should I do now? So I find that very cute. And she's also being really professional. If it was up to me, I'd be like, can you say it slower? Because I'm me. I'll be very direct. Like, I don't understand you. Can you say it again? But she didn't. She just like, yes, yes, okay, okay. And then she's waiting for a team to like come and assist her in that manner, which I truly respect, because I wouldn't have the patience. Like, I wouldn't have the patience myself. I'll just take things on my own. This is what I like about her. And you are only here for a short period of time, but I really hope you enjoy your time here. So she's only been here for three nights?
Three nights. Just three nights in Malaysia.
See, this is actually the real her. She's actually funny like that. She's like, she will like crack some jokes and then I mean, everybody laughs. And even though last night we were playing games, Yuha and the team members were like playing a game where who made each other laugh first.
Yeah.
And I think you won
many
times. Like effortlessly.
Yeah.
Like you just like
absolutely.
I won again. And moving forward, we're gonna talk a little bit about the differences in the music industry. Like how is it working in the Korean music industry? And I'm going to also tell you like how is it in Malaysia. I'm going to start first. So in Malaysia, we have different races. We have Chinese majority. We have the three main races. One is Malay, Chinese, Indian. So we have different type of music because different languages and different cultures. There are some good things about it, meaning we are very diverse. We are very different than other countries.
우리나라는 이제 K-pop 워낙 유명하고 정말 요즘은 그냥 K-pop의 음악들이 쉽게 또 빌보드로 뭐 쉽진 않겠지만 그 과정이 어쨌든 전보다는 비교적 더 좀 자연스럽게 많이 차트에도 올라가게 되고 그만큼 K-pop이라는 어떤 음악 인더스트리가 되게 많이 시장들이 커지고 있는데 저도 좀 비슷한 부분을 느끼는 게 물론 저희는 이렇게 세분화적으로 되어 있는 것보다는 K-POP이라고 하면 이제 딱 대중적으로 모스트하게 떠올려지는 건 어떤 아이돌 분들의 음악들 아실 거지만 그러다 보니까 그 안에서 되게 다양한 장르들을 보인다는 게 굉장히 많이 어려울 때가 있는 것 같아요. 그리고 사실 저는 장르를 구분하는 음악을 그렇게 좋아하지는 않아요. 왜냐면 음악이면 음악이지 뭔가 막 이거 너는 그래서 너는 무슨 장르를 해? 이런 질문 자체가 저는 사실 처음에는 좀 되게 어려웠던 것 같아요. 워낙 많은 장르를 들으면서 커왔고 또 이렇게나 많은 장르가 있는데 나는 아직 어린데 왜 이거를 벌써 내가 뭔가 정해야만 할 것 같은 느낌? 왜냐면 그래야지 이 K-pop 씬에서 내가 다 뭔가 이겨내고 정상에 올라갈 수 있으려면 나의 딱 장르가 있어야 되는 그런 게 항상 저한테는 좀 숙제처럼 있었는데 요즘 드는 생각은 그런 게 좀, 뭐가 중요할까? 워낙, 아까도 이제 말했지만, 말씀드렸지만, 워낙 빠르게 변하는 시대이고, 지금. 또 그렇기 때문에 장르라고, 소위 말하는 장르라고 하는 그런 것들도 되게 많이 체인지가 심해지는데, 뭔가 그거를 제가 케이팝에 자꾸 맞추다 보면 저만의 속도로 가기 어려워지는 것 같아요. 워낙 빨리 바뀌어서. In Korea. Korea music industry. 너무 빨리 바뀌기 때문에. 그렇기 때문에 저는 좀 저만의, 네, 그런 속도로 가려고 하는 편입니다. 그 인기와 그런 명성을 얻을 때까지 너무, 너무 많은 라이벌들이 많고, 네, 너무 다양한 음악들이 매일매일 끊임없이 정말 몇백 곡씩 나오기 때문에, 네, 약간 좀 계속 경주하고 있는 느낌이 때로는 좀 벅찬데, 때로는 그게 되게 excited, 되게 엄청 흥분이 되는 일이라고 생각해서 약간 애증의 관계라고 생각합니다. K-pop의 음악은. 아, 나쁘다는 건 아니고요. 그거를 이용해서 저는 잘 승부를 보려고 합니다.
You know, maybe we should just create a new genre. It's called unidentified. It's like unknown.
I know.
It's like, now with like different genders, I think in music we can also have one. It's like we create music based on what we like, it's out of what we feel. And because like trying to fit in is so tiring. Like trying to be in one category, it's so tiring because sometimes we also don't know. Maybe we need more time to find out, but maybe we'll never
Find
gonna
out.
be able to find out. So, like for me, music shouldn't be categorized as something, whatever, it's already there. And we should just keep doing us and whatever the other people want to do, they be them and we just be us. Yeah. So I have to say it's very sad that this podcast has almost come to an end because we have something to film later. And hopefully you have more time next time when you come back and we can invite you again to this podcast and share more about some other more happy things.
Happy things,
Happy things. Because I have the tendency of making the whole podcast really sad and depressing. This is just how I am. My personality is just like very calm and I always see flaws in everything. But I'm also learning to change. I want to see more good in things. So hopefully with this podcast, with the audience, we can also grow together as a better person, in terms of personality wise, behaviors wise, and also like the taste in music, more kind, more happy. And once again, thank you so much, Yuha, to be part of this podcast. And do you have anything you want to say to your Malaysian fans?
Selamat tengah hari.
Selamat tengah hari. It's like good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yes. Do you want to say I love you? I can teach you.
Ada. Aga.
Aku?
Aga bangga hada.
No, no, no.
Ano?
Aku?
Abang, teach me.
Aku?
Agu.
Cinta?
Agu cinta.
Padamu.
Padamu. Agu.
Cinta?
Agu cinta padamu.
Yay, cute.
Yay!
Thank you so much. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, we upload every new episode on every bi Wednesdays, 9 p.m. on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. See you next time. Bye.